So hello everyone and welcome to the Unmasked India podcast. Today I'm going to make you explore an insidious quirk of your brain. If you let me, it can drive you absolutely batty and insane. So let's start. Tell me if this sounds familiar to you. You get anxious about confronting a person in your life. That anxiety cripples you and you start wondering why you are so anxious. Now, you are becoming anxious about why you are anxious. And before you know, you are double anxious. You are anxious about your anxiety, which is causing more anxiety. And before you even know, you are looking up for your whiskey or your cigarette or any substance which would get you out of this hook. Okay, let's see another situation. If you have an anger problem, you get pissed at the stupidest, most insane stuff and have no idea why. The fact that you get pissed off so easily starts to piss you off even more. And then, in your rage, you realize that being angry all the time makes you a horrible person for people around yourself. You hate it so much that you get angry at yourself. Now look at yourself. You are angry at yourself getting angry about being angry. Or you get sad and alone so often that you feel even more sad and alone just thinking about it. Welcome to the feedback loop from hell. Chances are you've been there more than a few times. Maybe you are in it right now thinking, God, I do the feedback loop all the time. I'm such a loser for doing it. I should stop it. Oh shit, I feel like such a loser calling myself a loser. And there it is. The hell. Well, calm down. Believe it or not, this is the beauty of being a human. Very few animals on earth have the ability to think. But we humans have the luxury of being able to have thoughts about our thoughts. Now here's our problem. Our society today, through the wonders of consumer culture and hey, look, my life is better than yours, social media has led a whole generation of people to believe that having these negative experiences like anxiety, fear, guilt, etc. is totally not okay. I mean, just look at your Instagram. Everyone is having a grand time. People are getting married, getting into relationships. A 16-year-old kid bought a Ferrari by earning online, and meanwhile you're just stuck at home and you can't yourself but think your life sucks more than you thought. The feedback loop from hell has become an epidemic, which is more worse than the one going on. It is making many of us overly stressed, overly neurotic and overly self-loathing. Now if you feel bad even for 5 minutes, you are bombarded with 350 images of people having amazing lives. And it's impossible to not feel like there's something wrong with you. It is the last part that gets us in trouble. We feel bad about feeling bad. We get angry about getting angry. We get anxious about feeling anxious. The single solution to this is don't give a damn about it. This will save your world. And it will save the world by accepting that the world is totally messed up and that's alright, because it's always been that and always will be. By not giving a damn that you feel bad, you short circuit the feedback loop. You say to yourself, I feel like shit, but who gives a damn? And then, as if sprinkled by damn giving fairy dust, you stop hating yourself for feeling bad. George Orwell said that to see what's in front of one's nose requires a constant struggle. The solution to our stress and anxiety is right in front of our noses, but we are too busy watching ads for ab-making machines that don't work, wondering why we are not clicking hot pictures with rocking six-pack abs to notice. The depression rates have skyrocketed over past 30 years. Despite the fact that everyone has everything on their fingertips. Our crisis is no longer materialistic. It's existential. It's spiritual. We have so much stuff going on in our life and so many opportunities that we don't know what to give a damn about anymore. Here's the thing that's wrong. Here is what we don't realize about all this crap. The desire for more positive experience is itself a negative experience. And the acceptance of one's negative experience is itself a positive experience. So don't give a damn, accept what you feel and be happy about it. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you liked it, please share it with your friends and family. Stay tuned.